The Reno Sparks Tribal Health Center was the first to provide COVID-19 vaccinations for tribal members in Northern Nevada Wednesday. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has the details.
All right, there we go. We got our first vaccinations done.
Several people getting their vaccines were separated by plexiglass at the Tribal Health Center. It was clear there was an air of excitement among the group.
I just felt like I needed to be an example to the community to show that there really isn't anything to be afraid of.
Not everybody's willing to do it right now, and we're going to be working on trying to educate them about getting the vaccine.
Be one of the first ones, and you know, to just lead the way, I guess.
You just heard from Cordelia Abel Johnson, Elvin Willie, and Hank Johnson, who got one of the first initial 50 doses available at the Tribal Health Center. The Pfizer vaccine allotment came from the Indian Health Service, the federal agency responsible for providing public health services to Native American tribes. Dr. Gayatri Natarajan also received a shot.
I was waiting for the vaccine to come out so that we can vaccinate the community and go back to normal. So this means a lot.
She's been caring for COVID-19 patients for the last 9 months.
Since March, we've been working tirelessly. We have our operations are all modified. We have to see patients with PPE, see them in their cars, and do more telehealth visits, and it was not the optimal healthcare.
Since the vaccine likely won't be available to the general public until late spring, Natarajan says it's critical people keep up with safety measures.
We see people dying, people on oxygen after getting COVID, and to say that it's very hard, you know, I would encourage them to come and be in my shoes one day and see how hard it is to see people losing their loved ones because of COVID.
Arlen Melendez is the tribal chairman for the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. He's glad the vaccine has finally arrived.
And hopefully this gives us hope as we come out of this dark period of time, you know, of the COVID disease. So it's kind of gives our people a lot of hope, protecting our elders, protecting our children.
Since the start of the pandemic, about a quarter of the more than 1,000 members of the Reno Sparks Indian Colony have tested positive for COVID-19. This community has many homes with extended families living under one roof. These types of households make it more difficult to isolate when someone is sick, putting other family members at higher risk.
We're so communal and trying to, you know, telling people that they can't be with their families at this time for Native communities is extremely hard. And we're also have not only multi-generational homes here, so that's also a challenge.
That was Bethany Sam, the spokesperson for the Reno Sparks Indian Colony. Despite the immunity that the vaccine provides, Sam says gaining trust from the community can be a hurdle. She says she's worried there might be hesitancy due to the history of systemic oppression of American Indians by the federal government.
And with the vaccine coming on now, you know, we have historical trauma from our past that make tribal members very reluctant to get the vaccine. So that's going to be one of our challenges that we're going to have to overcome as, you know, the vaccines are administered.
Sam says she has her work cut out for her. What she plans to do next is connect tribal members with the right tools, like accurate information about the vaccine. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.